Good morning. This is the Dave Ross Show, early edition. It was in 2006 that I spent a half hour interviewing the man who is now the most famous person in the world.
You're 2 years into your term. They're already talking about you for president. They got you measuring the drapes for the Oval Office. How did it come to this?
You know, I am as puzzled as you are.
Puzzled. And yet he couldn't help noticing the way that all eyes seemed to be turning his way wherever he went.
I think there's a hunger out there among voters for something different. And maybe for now, at least, I'm filling that gap.
Wow. Didn't exactly sound like a man with a fire in his belly, did he? Sounds like a man who's thinking, I guess it's my turn to be struck by lightning. There are a lot of people who think that had it not been for the collapse of the banking system, Barack Obama would never have won. And so this really isn't about race. This is about the economy. But that, too, came up in our conversation.
During my lifetime, race relations in this country have improved drastically. And I would argue that the biggest problem we have in terms of at least black-white relations has to do with the continuing poverty in the inner city. And that if we saw more economic parity, that in fact you would see much better race relations than we have now.
You hear what he's saying? He's saying that the economy is the key to improving race relations. And 2 years and 2 months after he said that, he stands not only as the first minority president, but also the first president since FDR to inherit the responsibility for rebuilding a broken economy. Hey, just another day in the history of the United States of America. This is Dave Ross. Join me live from the Palace Ballroom in downtown Seattle for full coverage of the inauguration right here on News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.